This is not my first time. I've passed Takwa to Bogosu before. So like this is the second time. The first time I've come to Takwa, but this is the second time I'm passing through Takwa. Hallelujah. But I think it's a blessing to meet all of you. Look, when I'm preaching, people don't walk. When I see you walking, I just call you and give you the microphone and I walk out. By this time, will I get car to Accra? I can get car. So if I see you walking around, I just call you and give you the microphone, then I just pick my bag. I go to Accra. Amen. But I want you to put your hands together for the Lord that our conference has finally taken shape. And it has taken off properly. And then I also want you to put your hands together for my prophet and your prophet, Bishop Dag. They were males. You have a beautiful church. You have a beautiful church. Yeah. The point in Accra, they think that the only beautiful place is Accra. It's not true. They don't know. They've not been here before. Yes. And for me, I'm happy that I've actually come here. Amen. And the last time I checked, we have over... Oh, sit down. The last time I checked, I think we have over 40 different denominations. Yes. Loyalty House, Greater Love, and Akazu Assemblies, where I'm coming from. We have Mega Church. We have QFC. And we are Lighthouse. And we are blessed to be in the Macarius Church. The Macarius. The people here are so excited. I said, we are excited to be in the Macarius Church. Hallelujah. It's actually a nice denomination to be part of. Yes, very nice denomination. When you are part of Macarius, you have a blessed life. Macarius actually means blessed. I see you blessed in Jesus' name. The type of denomination you belong to will determine how your life will also be. And we thank God for the life of the father of Macarius Church, Bishop Eddie Addy. Put your hands together for Bishop Eddie Addy. I think next week you'll be here. You'll be here to visit you. Then next week, next 2 weeks. So he asked me to pass here, then he will come here. You'll be here. Every denomination has a chairman. Yes. And for the Macarius Church, our chairman is Bishop Sam Wobedu. Put your hands together for him in Takrani. Yes. And I want to say a very big thank you to Reverend Robert Annan. Look, tomorrow, I'm just preaching for 7 minutes today. Tomorrow, if you don't come, no, there'll be one year will be here. There'll be a year will be here. About 4 nights, it was an ocean. We don't need to be here, Tommy. So, tomorrow, well, I'm just trying to give you a little advice. If you don't come early tomorrow, you stand outside. Because you can see that the chairs are almost full. The chairs are almost full. And I want to say a special thank you to Rev, because not many people will allow the children to come into their bedroom. This is his bedroom. This is his church. And he can say that the program should come on. It doesn't work that way. Many churches, the children are under trees. So church under tree, tree under church, a whole lot of confusion. But we are blessed that, this people moving up, what does it mean? They should sit down. I'm not used to a lot of movement. And to all the safe teachers, Lady Pastor Catherine, God bless you so much. I've been WhatsApping her, calling her, all hours. I'm sure the husband guy is angry with me that which guy is calling you plenty like that. Just so that this conference can come on. Hallelujah. Yes. And the singular aim I have is that every normal church, I was just telling Reverend that every normal church has about 3 or 4 conventions in a year. But when it comes to the children's church, nothing like that happens. Maybe you'll be there, then around August, they say some Sean Combi, and we are now going to Accra to come back. So I think that every year, we can also gather like this and then have a conference. You know, a nice thing. Have a conference. So all the same teachers, God bless you so much. God will reward you. I said God will bless you. You all pack your cars here and then you come to church here. Hallelujah. So I'm preaching for just 10 minutes. Now, the theme for this conference, I've started speaking since. The theme for this conference is called God's Banquet. Everybody say God's Banquet. Say God's Banquet. Yes. Now, we will understand what a banquet is. All right? Now, when we understand what a banquet is, we will also understand the characteristics of a banquet. Then we'll go home and come tomorrow. Then when we come tomorrow, we are going to study. We'll just go deep and deep. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, give me Luke chapter 14, verse 16. Luke 14, verse 16. I don't want King James, NIV or something. Luke 14, verse 16. Luke 14, verse 16. Or I should read from my projector. No, bring it so that they will see. Luke 14, verse 16. What version is this? Is that King James? NIV? NLT? No, I don't want NLT. Do you have ESV? Yes. Maybe let me stay with NIV. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests." A certain man was doing what? Was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. Most people who do parties don't invite a lot of people because the economy is different. Now, when you do party and you don't invite people, because they themselves, they will come. Even when people die and they say friends and sympathizers are cordially invited, they still go. Verse 17. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who have been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." The man who did this banquet, he is not from Ghana. Ghana, you don't go and call the people that they should come. We just have to smell the aroma and then we take plastic chair and come. 2 hours before time, we are drinking pure water to wait for the food. I said, what? 2 hours before time, people have started drinking pure water and they are walking touch line, waiting for the food. But this one, you can see that it's an America. They have to invite the people. Come, for all things are ready. Verse 18. You see, even look at them. But they all alike began to make excuses. Somebody has cooked. He has called you, come and eat. And free food, then you are making excuses. Hallelujah. So if we read down, you see that the people made a lot of excuses. The other scripture I want you to give me is Matthew 22, verse 1. Matthew 22, verse 1. I'm reading two scriptures and then I'll zoom into Matthew 22, verse 1. Quickly. Verse 2. Yes. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. This boy must be important to the father. Everybody say a wedding banquet. Say a wedding banquet. A wedding banquet is like wedding reception. Do you know wedding reception? Most of you, when you go to wedding, you don't care whether
the bride likes the groom or the groom likes the bride. You don't care about that. You are interested in the food. Even the preaching during the wedding, you don't care. Whether somebody's auntie doesn't allow the marriage to come on or it's not your concern. We are interested in the jollof that they are going to share. So a king has prepared a wedding banquet for his son. Me, when I was getting married, they were asking me whether I would do reception. I said, no, I don't have money. So I told them that if a certain auntie has money and she doesn't know what to use her money for, she should come and cook for people to come and eat. It's one of the wisdom you should learn very early. Nobody will give you an award for organizing the best wedding. If you have money for wedding, you and your wife or your husband, go to honeymoon and go and enjoy the man. Don't cook rice for hungry people to come and eat and then. Shall I continue with my story? So some auntie B came and she said she has money. She wants to sponsor the reception. I said, no problem. Can you imagine after 2 years, one of my uncles called me and he said that when he came for my wedding, the jollof, he didn't get some. Hey! And I said that if I had used my money, you would have paid me. After 2 years, he said he didn't get some of the jollof and he was actually angry with me. Every time we talk, he brings that jollof matter. Meanwhile, I've been married for the last 5 years. He said he will not forgive me because of that. So this king, he prepared a wedding banquet for his son. I'm arriving somewhere. The first one, somebody prepared a great banquet. And in this parable, the king prepared the banquet for his son. You understand it very soon. Me, I don't preach to adults. I preach to children. If all the adults here, they will never understand what I'm preaching. It's only the children who understand. What is a banquet? A banquet is a large formal meal. Write it. It's a sign of intelligence. Right. A banquet. Wash your t-shirt. Conference, so true. Tomorrow, you see the chairs are annoying a lot. Tomorrow, if you don't have Bible, pen, and notebook, you can't enter. That's the ticket. Bible, pen, notebook, you enter. We'll put speaker outside and you listen. Yeah, you stand on this thing and you listen. A banquet is a large formal meal served to a large group of people, often to celebrate a special occasion. A special occasion. So in this parable, you will notice that the man prepared the banquet for his son who is getting married. A special occasion. Everybody say a special occasion. I'm reading it again. What is a banquet? A banquet is a large, have you written that? A what? A large formal meal. Do you know a meal? Food. A formal food. Now, when I start giving you the characteristics of a banquet, you will know that when they invite you for a banquet, you know how to go. To a large group of people. For a banquet, we need a large group of people. That is why in the first parable, the man invited people. You have to invite people to a banquet. The people must be invited to a banquet. And all this is I'm saying, I will link them very soon. God is calling all of us to a banquet. God is inviting all of us to a banquet. God has prepared food. And he has caught all the children. Let me tell you. Listen to me carefully. I thank God your parents are not here. Listen, the decisions your parents will take, they have taken already. The decisions your parents will take. Sometimes when I preach, it looks like I preach against parents, but I'm a parent. I go for PTA meetings. But what I'm saying is that when we talk about the church, you guys are the church. You understand? The banquet that God has prepared, you are the people God have in mind before he has prepared that banquet. The banquet God has prepared was for his son's wedding. His son, his daughter's wedding. Not the auntie. And we need a large group of people. We need a large group of children to attend that particular banquet. I'm getting somewhere. Don't worry. I'm just trying to go very fast. It is a large formal meal served to a group of people, often to celebrate a special occasion or event. Characteristics of a banquet. Number one, it is formal. Say it is formal. Say it is formal. Say it is formal. Yeah. Matthew 22, verse 3. Just give me verse 3. He sent his servant to those who have been invited. Anything that is formal, they invite you. There are some funerals, it's formal. They don't write friends and sympathizers are cordially invited. If you go, they will sack you. Anything that is formal, they invite you to come. They invite you. I said what? Anything that is formal, you are invited. You go by invitation. Yes. And God is inviting us. I said what? God is what? Inviting us. Young people, listen. You can do a lot for God. God is inviting all of us sitting down here. God is extending an invitation. He said, come to my banquet. Come to my house. Come to my son's wedding reception. Come. God is calling you. God wants you to come and dine with him. He's calling you. And you see, and let me tell you, when invitations are thrown, invitations are not given to everybody. Yes. About a week ago, I was there and I had a text on my phone, and this person was inviting me to her 40th birthday celebration. Yeah. 40th birthday. You can see that it is not everybody who has been invited. It's not everybody who has been invited. It is a formal thing. And so when it is formatting, you take it seriously. Some of you don't take church seriously at all. The way you come to church, it tells me you are not serious about the church. I'm coming. Number two, it has a specific time. Or the people who have attended banquet before, that they don't have a time. It has a time. Luke 14, verse 17. It has what? Ever say it has a special time. Oh, Takwa, you're not mind. Say it has a special time. Yeah. Huh. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who have been invited, come, for everything is ready. There's a time. Listen, there is a time of your life. Listen to me. There is a time of your life when you joke with it. When you joke with it, God has prepared a banquet. And the time is up. I was reading an article. And it says that people who have not given their lives to Christ. Listen. People who have not given their life to Christ from age 7, is it to 18 or so? They just, if you don't give your life to Christ from age 7 to 18, the chances that you give your life to Christ again is just 11%. So there are a lot of people who are walking about. It doesn't matter the preaching we preach. They will never come here. They will never give their lives to Christ. Every banquet has a specific time. This is the time of your life. Don't waste it. Most of you are wasting. Most of you, when we come to your schools, you are the school prefect. Cardboard monitor. You are interested in school post. Meanwhile, you cannot easily lead praise and worship here. You can't lead praise and worship. You can sing all the song there is to sing. You can park and go. If you leave me now, your case. You know all the songs. You can park and go. That's the song. You can park and go. At your age, you are singing, they can park and go. Now, if they leave you, it's their case. Whose case? Are you still here with me? A banquet has what? A specific time. Yeah. This is the time. I'm telling you, this time. This is the season of your time. This is the season of your life. Madam, please look at me. This is the season of your life that you must use it in serving the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. We are preaching serving the Lord. God is calling you. Come to the banquet. This is the time. This is the time. So you are sitting down, teenagers. You see that? You don't want to, do anything for God. We'll be here. You go to secondary school and come back, and you tell her that now when you come to church, the way the poor have been looking at you, you cry, you are shy, want to stop the church, and because right now in our churches, why church people don't dance again? Why church they don't dance? Why church when they come to church and they say where they walk, they are not interested in church again. Why church? Why church? Even J church people, they are getting spot J church. Church. Yes. They want to sit at the back. See, they are shy. J church people have boyfriends in their church. As we are talking, the J church people, a specific time. This is the time. Everybody said, this is the time. Say, people, therefore, you are not mind. We said, this is the time. This is the time. One day, a certain girl wrote a letter to another girl in the same class. They are in class 3. Do you want to hear the content of the letter? The girl said, "Dear Eradua, I am writing to warn you to abstain from Jeremiah." Everybody say, "Hey!" You are writing letters to warn your fellow girl to abstain from Jeremiah in class 3. Class 3, that you should be writing our world, our people. You are just warning people's daughters to abstain from your boyfriend Jeremiah. I know I'm shocked. Number three. A banquet has a specific place. Characteristics of a banquet. It has what? A specific place. Look, we want you to serve the Lord in the church. Prophet composed a song. We are the church. We are his people. We are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching. So that song, we are the church. We are, it's us. There's a choice we got to make. Light of God is to make a better way to Jesus Christ. I used to sing for my pastor. And one day I went to sing, they sacked me. Yeah. A specific place. Listen. We want you to be church boys and church girls. Another song prophet composed was, I love church.
and I have no apologies.
Someone asks me why. Why do you like going to church so much? I looked at him in amazement and I said, it seems you are new around here. Have you forgotten how much time you spend at the club?
People spend a lot of time at the club.
Have you forgotten how much time you spend watching movies?
Have you not said every movie is about 1 hour, 30 minutes?
Yes.
And some of you see this. And I'm amazed you are asking me such a silly question. Yeah. The specific place God is inviting us to is the church. How many of you stay in the church? Your safety is in the church. I said your safety is in the church. I said your safety is in the church. Next one. Oh, I like this one. Number four. A banquet has a special dress code. Hey, you cannot wear NDC t-shirt to a party. They will sack you. I'm telling you, they will sack you. Most of this banquet is tuxedo. Do you know tuxedo? Epicate, Christmas, do dinner for them. Yeah, dinner. Yeah, at the forecourt, yeah, dinner. Or you don't like it. As I'm talking something for you, you are angry with me. Dinner. My church, I do dinner for them in December. You wear your dinner wear. And you come with your date. Come. So if she's your date and you are coming, you hold her like this. You understand? And then you are coming. And then you do red carpet. You know red carpet. You see, don't let the world make you feel that you are losing something. You are not losing anything. Because you see, now our church, every day, t-shirt. So it's only December that you must wear your dinner something. Yes, and you put some perfume on your body, red carpet, some disco lights around here, and bow tie. The boys, you will learn how to put on bow tie, and wear suit. Because if we leave you, you wear t-shirt. Good Friday miracle t-shirt. You wear it. If you ask, you have come to do conference, this shirt, and you wear it till the writings will fade. You must learn how to wear suit. Suit and polish shoe. The shoe is polished, shiny. And you are coming with your date. Then you walk on the red carpet. Yes, and the ladies, you wear a gown. You don't dress like a prostitute. You wear a gown. And you come like a queen. Oh, I love what I'm preaching. Okay, so December here. Eh? We'll cook jollof and the chicken, and then we'll give you vortic, and then you use fork and knife. You use what? Fork and knife. And I mean the baby, I mean Freno, yeah, the son DMO. Oh yeah, village girl. You learn how to eat. With cutlery, go and learn it before the time is up. Go and learn. December is just about some 7 months away. Learn it. Yeah, you see different courses how to eat. Some of you, if you get rice, no, like this, no, you use your hand, then you use the thumb. Now, Uyeni say, village girl, say ya. But your cancer no assign. Oh, my cancer. Now, I'm going to go to the oh, shame on you. Learn how to use cutlery set. If you don't know, when you come here, we will teach you. Banquet, we don't eat cancer at banquet. If I'm going to go to the cancer, I'm going to go to the cancer.
won't use back. You are eating in plates. We will teach you here. We will teach you how to drink from a glass. How to drink from a glass. How to drink from glass. Some of you have never done champagne before. I've closed. Help me come and take the mic. I'm going back to Accra. There are people here, they are not minding me. Maybe let me stay here and pray to these people. Some of you have never drank champagne before. You only see it in the shop. But I said, Christmas, we'll drink champagne. Pico, you have been drinking Pico, Pico. The last time you saw somebody drinking champagne, the last time you saw somebody drinking champagne was Shatawale. I know my level. And some of you, I don't want to say what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? If I say next year, don't say I shouldn't come here again. You are saying, say. I would say. Especially what dress code. Matthew 22, verse 11. Hey, you give me that scripture. Akwawe. May you add you. Matthew 22, verse 11. Quickly. Quick. And he said, but when the king came in to see the guest, he noticed a man there who was not wearing the wedding clothes. Every banquet you put on wedding, we don't wear tie and dye to wedding. Jai is hard, you know. Jai is hard, you know. A village life. A banquet has a special dress code. I feel a lot of people are moving around. Next one. Banquets are held for special occasions like weddings, award ceremonies, and large conference. Look, the dinner we have in December will give awards. Yes, awards. Yeah. The most serious church member will give the person an award. Yeah. We'll give award to the best choir, and the best chorister, and the best dancing star, the best worship leader. We'll give different awards. Hey, give different awards. Best instrumentalist, yes. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. His son, a wedding banquet for his son. Is hey. If you provoke me, I'll do all night. If you provoke me, and may my time is up already. I'm still using time to move about. May I'm used to this moving about. I don't care, cry. Sit down. This, if I say I'm doing cover, these are my conference participants. Your parents, when they say they are going for conference, you think they are doing something wild. That if they go, this is what they go and do. Small time they are going to unit. Next one. Number what? Number six. Number five is the one I told you that banquets are held for special occasions like weddings, award ceremonies, large conferences. These are what we call special occasions. And it is at those occasions that you dress well. When you come to church, one of the things you must learn is to dress well. Yeah. You don't dress and your breast is showing. Young girl, when you dress, you cover the breast. Boys, you don't come and then your boxers, we can't tell the color. You have left your hair like a corn beef, or somebody who has been electrocuted. You can't trim your hair properly. You look like some bevu is a correct word. It's an additional English bevu type of lifestyle. You dress well. If you dress basa, you never get beloved. You get beloved. Last time I saw a certain girl, she was dressed, the skirt short, and I said, the material got finished or something. are buying material. Buy long and plenty material. One, you are to 1 yard and you are using it. Number six. A banquet has a multi-course meal. Say multi-course. Hey, don't let a banquet ever disgrace you. When you go to, let me tell you, when you go to a place and we say the thing is buffet, listen to me. Buffet means that you can eat and go back and go and collect again and eat. But you see, Ghana people, when they see buffet, they heap the thing like mountains. You see, some of you, we can tell the level of your foolishness when there is abundance of food. Look, food has a way of bringing out what is in you. Food. If like go and ask Esau, food. I'm saying, some of you, when you see food, you don't understand anything again. Food. It has what? A moth. You have first course, sect. I remember a story, but I won't say it. No, it's not a good story to tell you. I'll say it tomorrow. It's not a good story. We have first course, second course, third course. If it has a lot of, it can have about up to like 21 courses. A multi-course. Yes. And tomorrow I'll be preaching to you the courses. When we say a course is a variety of food. I'll be preaching to you about the courses of food. It has what? A multi, where's my iPad? It has a multi-course. Everybody say a multi-course. And those multi-course is between 3 to 21 courses where the courses are planned to complement each other. Yeah. The courses are between 3 and 21. Yeah. I think we have appetizer. The lowest one, we have appetizer, the main meal, and then sweet dessert. Clap for. Oh, my wallet is not here. Like, I'll give you $100. Dessert. You go to international school. Because when I stood here, then I saw international. I see something. I see. What's your name? No. Your local name is what? Selassie. The day that you were born is what? Kweku. That's what I saw. I saw K. I said, this is Kweku. I saw K. The national school. Because if it were you that I stood by you, when as I'm looking for the way, you tell me Banku. But he said this. Clap for him again. Yeah, you take an award. During the Christmas dinner, give him award. Best English speaking church member. You put your brains to wonder whether you have come for conference or you are just here. But are you happy? I'm about to close. Hey. It has number six, what I'm preaching is that it has a multi-course between 3 to 21 courses where the courses are planned to complement each other. Sit up. They are taking photos so that when we put the photo on the internet, the American people will see you and they'll be happy. So smile. Everybody smile. If you frown and then the Switzerland people see your picture, they will not be happy. They will not like your picture. Three courses. There are a lot of courses that God has prepared in his banquet. And tomorrow, we'll go into such courses. Number seven. A banquet has an elegant setting. You see that? When you go for banquet, there are flowers. The place is neat. A place where a banquet is held is different from a chobar. No. Chobar is different. I see God taking you from a chobar to a banquet area.
you eat at a choba.
Me, I've eaten a choba. One day, I ate at a choba and I forgot my Bible. Sunday afternoon. Yeah, and then the following time I went, the woman said, "Pastor, your Bible is here." That was the day I stopped eating that choba. How did she know that I'm a pastor? I'm a customer. She knows me. Customer. Sunday afternoon, I ordered for some bank. What bank? When I finished, you know, like, I forgot that I was coming from church. I left the Bible. That whole week, I didn't even do my quiet time. Said, "Pastor, your Bible is here." I said, "How do you know I'm a pastor?" "I said, you attend Lighthouse." I said, "Hey." An elegant setting. Every banquet has an elegant setting. It has what? Speak good grammar, don't make you the assemblyman. Say elegant setting. Beautiful. Elegant setting. Elegant setting. You see, everything about God is elegant. It's nice. Anything God does is nice. Yes. So as you come to church, you can see that your life becomes nicer. Yes. No, like, you see, your parents don't tell you. Me, if that's not been because of church, like, where I would have been, I can't tell you where I'll be. I can't tell you. Number eight, I'm closing. A banquet comes with music. It was a music. If you go to banquet, you see that some music is at. Help you. I said, Christmas, do banquet for the children. Hey, if they don't do banquet for you, call me. 0546055916. Call me. I'll come here and do the banquet for you. I'll come and do it for you. Yeah, music. See that there's some music at the background. There is some saxophone. First, yeah, some love song B. Some cool music. Oh, hey, today when I sat in the car, I was coming, the driver played some unholy song. So we go to Takrady. Westlife Unkwa. You put me bad music. I say, "Oh, so for me, go preaching down. The man is reminding me of my past." What type of temptation Christ is? The devil is a liar. I told myself that never again. I won't sit in this car again. Yeah. And music. Look, music is very important. That's what prophet has composed. Listen, learn to know the music we have in our church. Learn it. Wonderful music prophet has composed. Learn it. So if you don't want to have anything with the music we have here, you are learning other music. Look, your church, when you are doing worship, the music in your church must be different. That we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. If nobody will come. Nobody will come. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. You see, you can't sing this one. Alpha and Omega. Sing nice song that gives like the ambience, the atmosphere changes. If you go, look, I'm saying this banquet and try and go for one of these banquets and see. Hey, you always love to go out. Some of you have never gone out before. If your parents are going out, they lock you in the house. You and your siblings. Hey. Hey, Eraju, I'm not name na mu pie mi ba dia mu de be yamono. December, they lock you in the room. Yeah. Sometimes too, it depends the type of parents you are. Hey, December, I took my children out. Hey, they should go and swim. They thought it was a scam. Hey, they should go and swim. But when we were growing up, you can't swim. You are going to swim where? Where are you going to swim? If you are a parent listening to me, try and give your children life. Eh? Life. Take them to excursion. You wait down before school, say they are taking the children to excursion. It has music. Number 9. Speeches and presentations are made at a banquet. Speeches. Yeah. It's like presentations. Presentations. You receive an award at a banquet. And speeches. Everybody say speeches. Yeah. It is at a banquet that politicians come and lie. Oh, we are building seven flyovers in Takwa alone. Yeah, we are bringing the sea to Kumasi. Cheda Omba Haye Ohun. However, he will tell you what he will bring here. He will tell you what he will tell you, sir. Odiyeyi Bebaha. Hey, he's coming to build underground airport here. One day, a certain politician, he was promising things. One of the things he promised the people that he said, when he becomes the MP, he will make sure that milk and tea will flow from their pipe. I said, hey! The people said, this one, they said, lie. Hey! The politician, they can't talk. Oh. Big words. You see now this year is election year. Yeah. Birthday party, if you call them, they'll come. Birthday party. If you are doing birthday party, call a candidate this day. And those candidates, how do they call them? We have presidential candidate and parliamentary candidate, they'll come. Naming ceremony, they'll come. Funeral, tell them your auntie has died. You see that they are there. They'll come and support. Hey, recently, I went for one of these funeral in a certain place in Accra. When we got, they've not started the funeral. Then a certain political party people came, said, hey, mommy, and they go and walk alone. No. That this woman who has died, she's part of us. And because of this thing, the unity and the fraternity that we have together, we are supporting the funeral with 1,000 Ghana cedis. Hey! And then they put the party flag on the casket. And then they were telling with the people sitting there that if we join the party and we die, this is how they'll bury us. I'm saying, Chakai. What type of basa funeral is this? Me, I'll die and you put party color on my casket. Like I'll rise up. I will rise and shine. I will rise and slap. I will rise and slap. Speeches. The speeches is that we want you to learn how to preach. Everybody here must learn how to preach. Hey, wake them up for me. Wake them up. Please come and take them pictures so that they'll go on the Facebook. Everybody, listen, I'm closing. Number 9. That's the number 9. Everybody must learn how to preach. If you can talk, you can preach. I said, if you can talk, you can preach. Every child is a preacher. Any child who can chop kokonsa can preach. Everybody, listen, from today, everybody is going to start a bar center. Everybody is going to start a bar center. Yeah. The way you can convince your friends to leave Manchester United and join Liverpool. You are telling your friend that Man U is not a good team. They should come. Real Madrid is a good team. As you can convince somebody, you can also convince somebody to come to the church. Yeah. 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 Hey, my time is up. Speeches and presentations are made at a banquet. Look, banquet, you will see one practical. I say Christmas. Look, Christmas, I'll send money from Accra. Send money for my
Help you. The party in December is on me. It's on me. The dinner, the bank. They are not excited. I'll sponsor it. I'll sponsor it again. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. They are not excited. They are not excited at all. Look at that. They are sitting down here. They are not excited. I said I'll not sponsor again. Oh, you beg. You beg. You beg. I will send money from Accra and they will organize a dinner for you here. You beg. It doesn't take much to do dinner. 10,000. Oh, 10,000. I can sponsor 10,000. The last one. Last one. Last one. Every banquet, many people are invited. Say, many people are invited. Say, many people are invited. Yeah. Three people. Sit down. Three people don't go for banquet. Seven people is not enough. A lot of people are invited to a banquet. Yeah. I've given you 10 characteristics of a banquet. So by now you should understand what the banquet. What's the first one? If you can remember the first one. The first one is what? It's a formal ceremony. Every banquet is a formal ceremony. When we say something, we have informal and formal. We have formal education and informal education. Yes. A banquet is a formal ceremony. Yes. The banquet that the man has organized for the son is a serious one. Anything that is formal is a serious thing. A formal meeting is a serious meeting. In our church, you have something we call TIC, Titus in Crete. It's a serious meeting. Look, somebody can shoot somebody. It's a serious thing. I'm telling you that my attendance is 201. And you are saying no. When you came to count, it was 96. Somebody can use chair to hit your head because you are bringing down his attendance. No, my choir, I'm saying my choir is 42. Why are you saying 17? It's a formal ceremony. It's a formal thing. Yes. And because it's a formal thing, you must behave formally. You don't, look, when you come to church, you must know that this is God's presence. And you must behave well. Because you see, people come to church looking for girls. People come to church for different reasons. Yes. And you see, you will think that it is normal. And you will learn it and you become adult. You see, because as you are here, you are all we have in this church. No, I'm telling you, you are all we have. You can be here like this, we'll make you a central leader. You can be here one day, you stand here, we say we are appointing you pastor. One day, no, we've made you reverend. One day, no, we make you bishop. That's how it is. Now, where are we going to get a bishop from? You are the bishops. Where are we going to get a reverence from? You are the reverence. You are the reverence. You are the bishops. You are the pastors. Hey, you are not going to get them from anywhere. You are all we have. So we are teaching you to behave in a formal way. How to talk, how to walk, how to say what you have to say. What is point number two? I'm closing. Let's break up and I go. Specific time. You don't have time. All of us sitting down here, we don't have time. Last year, Christmas, I buried one of my girls. Christmas was 24th. The 24th was a Sunday. 25th was Monday. 24th, she was in church. I did party. I saw her. She was eating there. When I looked into the picture, she was there. 25th, Monday, I was sitting down. Then a number called. I couldn't pick. Then somebody came to whisper that, Reverend, there's a special call. Come on, I pick. They said, the girl was coming to church and she fell on the way and she died. When I got to the hospital, I said, they should give me a stethoscope. I check. I said, she's gone. I said, they should remove the. When I saw her lying down, she
was gone 14 years. She has about 3 days more to become 14 years. Yeah. We don't have time. God is calling you to a banquet. Because the last time is your birthday, we're saying that you live up to 962. You think that you everybody will live up to 162. It doesn't work that way. You don't have time. Whatever you have to do, do it now. If you have to sing in the choir, sing in the choir now. If you have to dance in the dancing stars, dance right now. If you have to preach, learn how to preach now. Whatever you have to do for Christ, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I said, do it now. Save teachers. Whatever you have to do, do it now. You think I don't have anything to do? To take her from Accra to Takwa? No. I have 1,001 things to do. But whatever you have to do, it has what? A specific time. Young girls, you have specific time. Your clock is ticking. It's ticking. God has made the banquet and he's calling you. I mean, my time is up. Look, the next one quickly so that I can. Yes? A banquet has what? A specific place. This church is your church. The place is your church. This is your church. This is the venue for the banquet. Yes. Yes. Don't live your life. One day you tell us that you don't enjoy church again. And you leave. Yeah. You have stayed here. Now they build the church. The place is becoming a better place. You want to leave. Let me tell you, before you go, I'm telling you, not every church is a church. Some churches are entertainment centers. Before you leave us, some churches are entertainment centers. Some churches are shrines that you are going into. It has a place. This is the place the banquet is taking place. Next one. A specific word, dress code. Dress code. He said, the man said that somebody is not wearing the wedding clothes. If I say I'll go to this wedding clothes matter, not today. Somebody is not wearing the wedding clothes. Have you actually given your life to Christ? Because you see, one of the dangers of being a child in the safe church is that you can be here. You will never give your life to Christ and you'll be here. Yeah, because you sing in the choir, somewhere, somehow, you feel you are born again. Yes. And sometimes the deception is more when your father is a pastor or a center leader. Because they kidnap you from source to the church. They're like, you have no option to stay at home. Your father is a pastor. Your mother is an LP, a reverend minister, reverend's daughter. How do you stay at home? Your brother is a pastor. Everybody, including your dog. Your dog too is a pastor. So everybody look like a church person. Yeah. And we can make you a pastor and you have never given your life to Christ. Yeah. We can make you. Me, I can make you pastor right now. I'm a reverend. Reverend can make pastor. I can appoint you pastor right now. Yeah. When they were ordaining me pastor, it's one of the things I can do. I can officiate wedding, I can officiate engagement, I can officiate naming ceremony, I can do baptism, I can do engagement, I can do funeral, I can appoint pastors. By the grace of God, I can do it. But then, when we appoint you a pastor, what do you have in your head? Have you really given your life to Christ? Have you done that? Have you done it? You are not wearing. There's a church. They used to vote for their chairman. Yes. Re-election. They do election in the church to vote for the chairman. Now, one of the group, they went to India to go and collect medicine so that they can win the election. I'm talking about church. Church. Not a political party. A church. Be careful. I said, be careful. You better attend the party that God has set. What's the next one? Specific occasion. The occasion is so that you will give yourself to God. Yes. I've come to tell you that give yourself to God.
I got to close. Next.
A banquet has what? A multi-course.
Some of you are eating granola soup.
Granola. When you see granola, then you switch off.
But like, you have never eaten salad before.
Some of you have never drank tea.
All you know is Milo. Milo.
Milo is not tea.
When you go for banquet, you see other things.
Cappuccino. Have you heard cappuccino?
So when they give you tea, no drink up.
We sip. It's not every morning we eat gobe. Sometimes you must just eat. You must drink tea.
And I see where the there's
a place for tea. Hallelujah. I pray for you that the banquet God has prepared, may we find ourselves in that banquet. In Jesus' name, rise to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Lift up your hands, everybody. We are closing. Lift up your hands. Marakosia bandebe. Beribo salabra karabande. Rako rabandebe. May we not become like the people who gave excuses. Those guys who gave excuses that they cannot attend the banquet. May we not become like them. Barikoso. Lift up your hands, everybody. Pray for yourself. Rabasatura. Mando se kete rabazata bra, mande saraba. Oh, pazebe karaba. Marado robosia, yes, kara karaba. Nelebe sarabra barado robo. Ke mada saraba. Ke bando bo saraba. Mando bo saraba. God is calling us. Whether you are young or you are old, all of you say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I know I am a sinner. Please write my name
in the book of life.
With my mouth.
I confess you.
And with my heart.
I believe.
That you are Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me.
I cannot save myself.
Satan.
Listen to me.
I am not for you.
I am for Christ.
In Christ alone.
In Jesus' name. I am a new creature.
I will serve Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. And take your seat. Beautiful. This is tomorrow. What time are we starting tomorrow?
8 a.m.
Yes.
by 8:30. I have a lot of things to preach. Yes. I have a lot of things to preach tomorrow. So tomorrow, tomorrow the place will be full. So tomorrow, if you don't come early, we are not putting plastic chair anywhere. Tomorrow, dear, look for a way and come early. Okay. Is it possible? Is it possible? Yes. So tomorrow, don't come here 8. Leave your house before 8 so that you can get here by 8. Is that clear? Take out a very powerful offering. Do you have envelope? Can I share envelope? Yes. Can I share envelope for tomorrow? It's a conference or? Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that may you bless us as we give for the fullness of the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't tell yourself that when you are old before you do certain things. I want you to sow a seed of 20 Ghana tomorrow. Don't say hesh. Don't say hesh at all. Come. Tomorrow we are bringing 20. What is 20 Ghana? Sweetheart, God bless you. 20. If my envelope is, I'm not calling 10. I would never call 10. It's a conference or, you know, a conference. Yes. If the envelope is finished, buy your own envelope. But tomorrow I'm taking a special 20 Ghana. If you collect my envelope and you don't bring it, can somebody help me share? Take out your second offering. So let's welcome LP. Let's welcome LP. Let's welcome LP. Okay, so take out your second offering. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand up and bring offering. 20 Ghana, 10 Ghana, 5 cities. 4, 3, 2, 1. All the offering you have gathered inside. Quickly. Yes. Yes.
Oh Lord, receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Jesus, accept this living sacrifice. Oh,
street and go and rest for tomorrow. Is that clear? All right. Put your hands together and let's welcome LP Catherine. Yeah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for this powerful evening. Are you blessed this evening? Yes, we thank God. So, tomorrow we are starting exactly 8 o'clock. What time? Yes, we are starting at 8. So, make sure that we are here on time. 8 o'clock prayer is starting, worship and everything. And also, tomorrow, take your breakfast before you come. So wake up as if you are going to school. So wake up early. You eat, then you come. Okay? So we'll meet tomorrow. God bless you. You call, help me give.